Well, this is my last week hosting the State of Things, and in clearing up the desktop and sorting through the files of almost 3 years' worth of shows, we have found a few bits and pieces we'd like to share once again, and we're going to do that this week. We start out today with an excerpt from our interview with musician Roger McGuinn, who in the summer of 2004 was in the Triangle for a concert. We went into that interview thinking we would chat with the guitarist about his days since the Byrds and his more recent work putting music on the internet, namely how Roger McGuinn was getting these new recordings of old folk songs and making them available online for free to make sure that they stayed alive, using the internet as part of the oral tradition. But during our interview, Roger McGuinn also demonstrated some of the older influences in his own work. I should back up a moment and explain that Roger McGuinn had arrived at our studios with a guitar in hand, something we hadn't quite planned for. But when Roger McGuinn shows up with a guitar, you let the man play, which he did when we asked him about one of his most famous songs, 8 Miles High, and the various music forms he tapped into when he wrote it, for instance, Indian Raga.
There's a slight element of raga in it, but its primary influence was John Coltrane. And Coltrane was influenced by Indian music on the piece that influenced 8 Miles High. So his line, the line he kept doing over and over again, and I believe it was Africa Brass, was... And then he'd do all these wonderful, like, I can't really do it, but... So that was the inspiration for me to do the instrumental break based on Coltrane's saxophone playing. And he was emulating Indian music. So there, it's convoluted, but there was an Indian bass and an American jazz interpretation of that, and then a rock interpretation of the jazz saxophone doing the Indian music. And on Limited Edition, I do the instrumental break, but I mix in a little bit of Segovia's Leyenda, which gives it another level. It's sort of a classical Spanish kind of level. It's like... And this part. And then the song 8 Miles High comes in. 8 miles high. And when you touch down, you find that it's stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being there. In places, small faces unbound.
Roger McGuinn in an interview from the summer of 2004. And for today, that's the state of things. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Melinda Pencava. We go out now with a little more from that session with Roger McGuinn, live in our studio, playing his more recent song, May the Road Rise to Meet You.
Summertime, the sun would shine, we'd lay across a field, sheltered in the shadow of a tree. We'd ride up